This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 million adults in this country without a high school diploma. Since the end of the Second World War, their second chance has been represented by the letters GED, General Educational Development Tests. But traditional high school equivalency exams are getting a makeover and some competition, too, as Amy Scott reports now from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR.
The new GED will reflect the Common Core standards most states have adopted to measure readiness for college and careers. There will be no more pencils and paper. It'll be computer only. And New York officials say the price will jump from $60 per test to $120. Merrill Tisch is chancellor of the State Board of Regents.
We simply could not allow the doubling of the price per test taker to go without any policy response.
Tisch says in New York, it's illegal to charge people to take the GED. The state has to cover it. So New York announced yesterday it's awarded a contract to McGraw-Hill to develop a cheaper alternative. Jeff Livingston is McGraw-Hill's senior vice president for education policy. He says the door opened for competition a few years ago when the nonprofit GED testing service joined with publishing giant Pearson to form a for-profit company.
Before that action was taken, I don't think anybody was even thinking about an alternative to the GED because the program had been in place for nearly 70 years.
The GED's response? Bring it on. Randy Trask is president of the GED testing service. He says of the 40 million adults without diplomas, only about 435,000 pass the GED each year.
I'm hopeful that with competition, people will be looking for ways to better engage many of the Americans that have not availed themselves of the opportunity for a second chance at education.
Some worry a computer-only test will keep more people away. The McGraw-Hill alternative will have a pencil and paper option. Patricia Tyler is director of adult education and literacy services for the state of Maryland. It's sticking with the GED for now.
Close to 40 states have already implemented some form of computer-based GED testing. Pass rates are very, very high.
Still, Tyler's office is gearing up for a surge in people rushing to pass the old test before the new, harder one kicks in. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.